Talmud wants
to
know.
Because it's Yiddish, it's Conan. It's his. Maybe that's what he says. So maybe it's his. Yeah, right. Yeah, so there's this time. What's his Yiddish? There's nothing to discuss it. There's Mashish Piach Horish or Mashish Piach Mochar. Conan will pay out with your Rish.
Okay. Won't be, okay, let's discuss the Birchas HaShachar. We're familiar with the Birchas HaShachar. And we want to look at what's the connecting thought between the Birchas HaShachar. So the Gemara says that we get up in the morning, and as we go through the various activities getting up, so we stop to make a bracha on them. So as we are able to open our eyes, malbashrum, we put on clothes, matir surim, so we make a bracha on each one. And then at some point, the minute became that we said all together in shul, it's part of the beginning of shachris, rather than say it as we go along. So how were these activities chosen? We don't talk about being able to hear. We don't have the fact that we're able to stand up straight. The fact that Roy Karsalmayim, we feel the steadiness of the ground. So how did Chazal choose these particular? The first one is Asher Nosel Lasech Vivina Labchin Ben Yom Ben Loila. So the first one is the is how people used to wake up before alarms.
And before kids.
Okay. with children, yeah, you want to know. We still don't know when the sun's coming. In. So the machlokes between Rashi and the Rosh. What's nice and lasechvi? Is nice and lasechvi the rooster?
Yeah.
That the rooster has an uncanny way of knowing when the sun is coming up, and it's those who are up early in the morning know that the birds get very active before sun rising and very active before sunset. When it's cloudy, they don't get so active. But the rooster, apparently, from what I read, the rooster has an inner clock, and the rooster is not responding to the sunrise and sunset. Hashem Baruch Hu gave the rooster an inner clock to know when the changes of daytime and nighttime. And the Rosh says that lasechi means a person's own intuition. That a person has, if a person runs a normal schedule, and he sleeps a normal amount of time, so he'll know, he has a sense of when it's time to get up. So I was thinking that the idea of making a bracha at each one of these means many Rishonim say that it's for giving thanks. Thank Hashem Baruch Hu for having clothes to be able to see. But we will discuss many times the Reb Chaim Volozhiner's approach in Nefesh HaChayim, that a bracha is not a form of giving thanks. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner's principle comes from the Gemara, where Yishmael Kohen Gadol comes to the Kodesh HaKodeshim, and Hashem Baruch Hu says to Yishmael, Barcheini B'ni. So why would the Shekhinah say to the Kohen Gadol, gotta thank me? So Chaim Volozhiner says that bracha is us requesting that we are successful in making a Kodesh Baruch Hu more aware, more people are more aware of the Ribono Shel Olam. That we make any bracha, we're saying Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, that just like it's very clear to us right now that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Borei, He created this apple. So it should become, we should be successful in making the Baruch Hu clear that He is the Melech HaOlam. Every bracha is a request or a commitment that what's happening right now becomes a paradigm for bringing Kodesh Baruch Hu more into this world. So when we say Baruch Ata Hashem, according to Reb Chaim Volozhiner, we're not saying thank you for giving us clothes. We're not saying thank you for straightening us up. We're saying we recognize that the Borei Olam is the one who gave you clothes. We recognize that the Borei Olam is the one who straightened me up, and we are expressing our hope and our request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that that recognition should spread beyond. That everybody should recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as one as Baal Bashur. Everybody should recognize Baruch Atah Hashem Lekinu Melech HaOlam. You should be recognized as the Melech HaOlam, just as I recognize this at this moment. So brachos then become a commitment to energize. In other words, I'm saying, I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for letting me see things, but I'm making a commitment that I will always recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gave me sight. I hope that my recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving me sight will spread. And that's why the brachos that say Shalom Asani Isha, Shalom Asani Aver are not very heavily misunderstood. Right? There are places who think that it's that we are thanking the Baruch Hu for not making us into an Eved, a Goy, or to an Isha. What it really is we are committing ourselves that the fact that we have a greater chiyuv of mitzvahs, that we are hoping and Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us a siyata d'shmaya that our greater obligation of mitzvahs will result in the Kadosh Baruch Hu being more publicized and more known in the world. So when one looks at it in those terms, that's number one. The birchos of shachar are sort of a commitment to action. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me clothes. I hope that I will always bear in mind that Kadosh Baruch Hu has given me clothes, and I hope that my conduct will bear this in mind and will publicize this, and that more and more people will appreciate this tchun of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when one looks at the brachos in that way, so then if you think about the brachos, each bracha is related to something that I'm going to use in my davening. In other words, the first bracha is to know what's day and night. If I don't know daytime, I can't daven shacharis. If I don't have a sense of the upcoming day, I won't know when to fill it. So I'm going to use this quality of knowing when the day changes, of getting the morning thing. Because Baruch Hu, I recognize this just happened, right? Because you've given me the ability to make this. You've given me the alarm clock. the rooster, but I needed that because if I wouldn't have that, I wouldn't know when to daven. I couldn't daven. How do people know when to daven to seek in 4 o'clock? How do they every day? Is getting so apparently what they knew is that they knew from the time the rooster crows till they have to get to Gol Yisrael is a certain amount of time. They knew the rooster. Then they worked it out. If they get up and get dressed and go to shul and say brachos, They're gonna make nates or whatever it is. Then the same thing is true for Bekei Chivrim. Right? If I wouldn't have be able to see, I wouldn't be able to misfire, I couldn't have a problem. I wouldn't have been able to read the text. If I wouldn't have Bekei Chivrim, I wouldn't know when to put on tzitzis, when to put on tefillin. Because the halach is have to be able to recognize somebody within a dalet amos. Without pekei chibrim, I couldn't even kind of mitzvah. Malbish arumim is halach. A person can't daven naked. A person can't daven without clothes. So malbish arumim is really a commitment. It's a recognition. I'm going to use this for my davening. Matir asurim, halach is a person shouldn't daven lying down. A person's not feeling well, you can daven like that. A person can't get up. A person's a chayla. But a healthy person has to daven sitting up and standing up. We couldn't do the kriyas. We couldn't do the bowing down of Shmoneh Esrei if not for Zekev Kufim. Reikar Tzalamoyim. It's a strange bracha. Thank you, Baruch Hu. Thank you, Baruch Hu, for the second day of creation when you figured out that we need to steady. You need to study the ground. Such a peculiar bracha. What would happen if I'm moving around and things are moving? I wouldn't be able to be skating the whole day. I'd be on the Nordic track all day. What bracha is this? So when you think about it, halacha is that when a person davens, they can't daven on a ledge. A person can't daven hanging in a tree. A person is a worker, is a poyo. So then, and he's being paid. The commissioner says he has to be very careful when he comes down and he goes up. But the understanding is that he's not supposed to be davening when he's in a tree. He shouldn't be davening the back of a horse. He has to be davening. Why? Because if he's always worried about his steadiness, he's not going to be able to daven. He has to maybe, he can't daven on a ledge. He can't daven on something that's above the ground a few tefachim. So right, God's Talmud is saying to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we appreciate that we are going to be moving forward, not always nervous, I'm going to slip, I'm going to fall, you know, and that way we can have the appropriate kavana.
So how do we daven on a plane?
A plane, so when there's but less braver, right? The Gemara says, let's say you're on a horse, and if you get off the horse, it'd be dangerous. Now, the horse is moving with the caravan, right? Your safety depends on it. Then you daven on the wagon, then you daven on the horse. The same thing with the plane. If it would be a very short plane ride, and you'd be able to get some place with more yeshiva das, and we would wait. To have more yeshiva das, our minds would be more settled. But with the plane, with that,
don't tell Mansi bus.
but if you don't have the options, then you do your best. Let's say a person's driving also. You don't have the option. You can't. You're driving in a place. You're a passenger in a car, and it's speed is coming, and you don't have, and you're on a highway where there's no place. Then you'd end up davening while driving. So, but less bravery we do it, but we always try to find the place where there's going to be, we'll feel secure and comfortable, and we'll be able to daven. That's the.
Reuven stole from Shimon, and Reuven sold it to.
Now that could be. It certainly fits in also with Ozei Yisrael Begvura, because Allah is that when one daven, one has to separate the top and the bottom. So we have pants and shirts. Before they had pants and shirts, when they had togas, they had a gartel. And the gartel is a carryover from the time when people didn't have pants and shirts. And Ozei Yisrael Begvura. So even though it refers to Kadosh Baruch Hu giving us privileges and a Kadosh Baruch Hu choosing us, but on one level, he said when you put your hat on and you put your yarmulke on, because without Begili Rosh, we're not supposed to daven. And Nosin LaYoyf Kayach, a person is still fatigued and still tired, also isn't able to daven. He has to be wide awake. It could be that sometimes we need to, the Chizuk, I mentioned this to Peshi before, was. And as leaving the house, so she said that it could be that sometimes when we daven for the same thing over and over again, sometimes we need koyach to daven for the same thing. Right? Kavil Hashem, chazak v'yameitz l'mum kavil Hashem. Sometimes our davening, because Baruch Hu wants us to daven over and over and over again. So being a yoif is sometimes the quality that we have in davening, because Baruch Hu gives us the koyach to be able to keep on davening for the same item over and over again. Sha'asa li kol tzarki. So that's when we start the Shemoneh Esrei, we list all the things that Baruch Hu is taking care of us. Whether it's the Birchas Seidah, whether it's the Birchas Shemach. So the idea of focusing, because Baruch Hu is taking care of me, that's an important focus, perspective to have in mind when we come to davening. That's part of our preparation for davening. That's part of our appreciation that we say to Kadosh Baruch Hu that because we appreciate she'osa li kol tzarki, so that's how that gives us the koyach to know he's the address for further davening. And emechim mitzadei gover, if you don't, we step three steps into davening, three steps back, you have to get a schar halicha for going to the minyan. We're supposed to go to the place where we'll daven most, daven best. So all of these brachos, when you think about it, are the three shalos that come from a different gemara. They're not part of the same system. At some point, the minyan evolved to put them into the same seder adorim. But they're really part of a separate system. Okay. So that's what I'm thinking, that the Birchas HaShachar, so on the first level, the Birchas HaShachar are that we are noticing the various details of one's life that Kadosh Baruch Hu is providing for us. Otherwise, it would go unnoticed. And we are breaking them down and appreciating each one on its own. And some Rishonim hold that there is that the Birchas Seidah, we're thanking God for each one of those. But I have found in other Rishonim where they say, Nosan Sech Mivina is a Rabbeinu Manoach, is one of the Rishonim, that he says Mosai Yisoyru Mishnosim Lashkim Lebeis HaKnesses, as well as Neyotrim. That the reason that we identify the Sechvi, because he gets us to Shul. And I found in another Sefer the Rishonim, that the Ozer Yisrael is because the belt is one of the things that we require for davening. Ote Yisrael is one of the things that we require for davening. So that's what makes me think that all of these items have been chosen because each one is something that we're going to require in order to be able to daven properly. And then that strengthens the approach of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that when we make a bracha, we're saying that we are appreciating the sense of time that we have, and we're going to use that sense of time right now for tzitzis, tefillin, and davening. We appreciate that we can stretch, and we're going to use that ability to be able to stand for Shemoneh Esrei and sit for Krishna. We appreciate Reikar Tzolomoyim, and we're going to use that koyach to be Malmuch HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our davening right now. So that gives us a way of looking at the Birchas HaShachar, and it catches one of the principal ideas of Brachis Bechlal.
Rabbi, couldn't you say also Shasli called Sarki is about shoes, and you also can't doubt
the correct. Shoes. Yeah, also, you're right. Right. Shasli called Sarki, right. It's referring to shoes, right? And one can't, it's not just a Davin Yachid, but that shoes, right.
I also thought Rabbi was going to go down a different path, but I thought Rabbi was going to say something about these are all public things, as opposed to if you can't hear, it's not as public. You can't see somebody's walking around with a walking stick. It's more obvious that a person can't see. So if this is all about getting other people like having a contagious kind of effect, then maybe it's something that are much more.
So the sheet that says a sech is a rooster, not the. Okay.